Lost in Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr. Unaware that they have passed through a time force that makes return impossible, Paul, Ivan, and Milma have crashed on a cloud-wrapped primeval planet. On the street, Rocky is recovering from his wound. Dai has picked up a spectrum of heavy plutonium, but Rocky decides that all their efforts must be devoted to counteracting the force that is carrying them deeper and deeper into space. A planetoid is sighted ahead. When closer examination reveals a crashed alien spacecraft, Rocky decides to land and investigate. Clad in spacesuits, Rocky, Mitch, and Dai now stand outside the ship.
She's crashed, all right. Look, the hull split.
Yeah, that's for sure. How do we get in?
Just stand back, Mitch. A ray blast should widen that hole, I'd say. That looks like it. All right, come on, folks.
I wonder if we'll find in here the answer to how we can return.
Well, there must be something these people know, Dai. Just in around here, I think. We try to journey back, and the further we travel, the further we are away. Yet one of these ships was on the other side of that time force.
Hey, I just had a thought.
Yeah?
I only hope this tub don't blow up like the last one did.
Yes, that's true, Mitch. Well, she's probably been here some time, you know.
Looks like it, too.
Yeah, maybe.
What are we gonna do? You think we ought to just cut into it or something?
I think it'd be our best chance, Mitch.
Yeah, okay, well, let's just get in through here.
Yeah,
I wonder where these craft come from.
Well, I should think very likely deeper in space.
I wonder if they're all as aggressive as the other we met. I think this is it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what do we look for?
Rocky.
The crew.
Say, they're just like empty shells.
Yes. Same thing that happens to insects when they die. They must be some kind of insect people, Rocky.
Yes, they certainly must be, Di. Well, look, you study them if you want to, but I'm going to look for other things. Charts or logs or something of that kind is really what we need.
I can't see anything that looks like that.
Rocky, over here.
Uh-huh.
Look, some rolls of thin metal. Sheets of it, all rolled up.
Yeah, this sounds hopeful. Let's see, Di.
It looks like nothing at all to me.
Wait a minute. Now, this is a chart, all right, Mitch. Look, you can tell that by the spacing of the marks. See?
Eh?
Look at that.
Yeah.
Hey. All very strange.
Isn't it?
That doesn't resemble any part of the universe that I know.
Nah.
Well, look, here's another one. Why don't we try this?
Good idea, Di. Let's unroll it. Hey.
Let me see.
Hey.
It's difficult, isn't it?
Wait a bit. Wait a moment. Look, this here marked with rings, do you see it?
Huh?
Look there, those rings.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that could be Saturn.
Oh, it looks like Saturn, all right. But which way are we?
Hey, wait a minute. Hold your jet. See those three dots in a triangle and four over here in a square?
Oh, wait a minute. Where?
See? Three there.
Yes.
And over here, there's four of them.
Oh, yes, I'm with you, yes.
Yeah, well, they look like the stars I took a fix on.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, that means we must be somewhere here.
Yeah, look, this thing with lines radiating out from it.
Yeah?
The star. The small radioactive star. You remember where we fought that other ship?
Yeah, and look. I know now why they attacked us.
Giggling grasshoppers, Rocky. How can you know that?
Well, look. Now, you see this oblong?
Yeah.
Well, now, I'll bet that's supposed to be one of these ships.
Yeah.
And there are lines radiating from the star to the ship. Do you see them?
Yes. They used that as a power supply.
Right.
And they somehow picked up radiation from it.
So that was a guard ship we shot up.
Mm-hmm. Well, if that's all correct, this line...
Mm-hmm.
Now, that must be where you passed through that force, Mitch, remember?
Yeah. Yep, that could be it.
Yes, but wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Is there anything to indicate how they get through?
No, there's not a thing. Look for yourself.
No markings, formulas, or bearings or anything.
No, there's not... Hey, wait a moment. There's this.
Huh?
Look, a sort of a line this side of the force line. See it?
Yeah, it looks like someone was doing a bit of doodling. Yeah.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? It's just a scalloped line, like a lot of U's lying on their side.
Yeah, and with the bottom of the pointing at the force line, it just looks like a bit of fancy work to me.
Yes.
There must be some reason for it.
I don't know. Can you think what it means, Rocky?
No, I'm afraid it's beyond me, Di.
Hey, look, maybe it means another force line. You know, a different kind of force.
Oh, but, Mitch, we must have traveled well past that point, and we didn't encounter anything.
Well, it was just an idea. Yeah, looks like we don't learn much from this. What now?
Well, we look for anything else that may help. Then we'd better get back to the street.
Ah, nice waste of time that was. Not a clue.
Oh, I was able to have a good look at those empty shells. They're definitely a people evolved from insect life, Mitch.
Oh, what good is that to us, huh? Hey, Rocky's lying down on the navigator's bunk.
Rocky is? Rocky?
It's all right, Di. I'm just a little tired after all that. I'm not 100% fit yet.
Oh, I'll change your dressing and I'll prepare another.
Oh, thanks, Di.
Hey, look, I had a good look at that power plant on the ship, like you said, Rocky, see? But it's got me completely boxed. I can't follow it at all.
Well, never mind, Mitch.
You brought that chart back?
Well, the answer must be here somewhere.
Yeah, but what do we do till we find it, if we find it?
There's nothing we can do, Mitch. We just go on drifting deeper into space.
While the streak drifts onward, the ship she came to find lies on the edge of a swamp. The rain patters down. Colossal beasts roar in the distance, and on the control deck of the Taurus, three people try to decide what must be done.
Well, I say we've got to try and get away from this place. And then we'll go nuts if we stay here.
Don't you think we should think of what we must do if we can't get away, Paul?
Well, let's worry about that if we have to.
Ilma, I know, would like to get clear as soon as possible. So it seems our first job is to work on the Taurus.
Look, do you have to go into a lot of argument to decide that? It's obvious.
I was flying the Taurus, Paul. Perhaps I had a little better of an idea about chances than you do.
You seem to think you have a better idea of everything.
Oh, boys.
Oh, sorry. There we go, nearly fighting again.
Yes, we must guard against that.
Well, what do? Check the rocket firing mechanism?
Well, can we do that? Do we know enough about it?
It is possible we may discover something.
Oh, I used to play around a bit with radio and electronics, you know, as a hobby. Perhaps I might light onto it.
Then let us remove the cover plates from the controls. If we can discover the trouble, we will be able to leave here.
I brought you a cup of coffee each.
Coffee? Thanks. Oh, gosh, thanks, Homer. Reckon it'll just about save my life.
Have you discovered anything about the controls?
Oh, not a thing.
Well, it's got me completely. All the wiring seems okay. I can't see any reason at all why things won't work.
Then you can't fix them.
Not so far, Ilma.
And then we just have to stay on this horrible place.
Take it easy, honey. We can't let our nerves run away with us, remember?
Is there anything we can do to get the Taurus working again?
Well, Paul has an idea.
Yes, what is it?
Well, nothing very spectacular. It's just a matter of testing all tubes. It was only the deceleration rockets the controls packed up on.
But to do that, we must make sure the tubes are clear. We only want to fire a very small blast, so the ship will not move. If they are buried under mud, the blockage might cause damage to the motors.
So we have to go outside and make an inspection.
And if necessary, dig things clear.
I understand.
But you need not come if you are nervous, Ilma.
Oh, no, I'll come. You may need my help. Can we breathe out there?
Well, slightly lower in oxygen. Might make us a little breathless, but it's safe enough.
Well, then, finish your coffee quickly and let's go. The sooner we start, the sooner the job will be done.
Lovely climate.
It must rain all the time. Oh, I can hardly walk. The mud's so thick and deep.
Listen to that.
Oh, it's rather frightening, isn't it? A steaming jungle and somewhere those monsters.
The sound of that rain's the most depressing sound I think I've ever heard.
The Taurus certainly plowed well into the mud. Look at it.
The rocket tubes look half buried. Well, it looks as though we'll have to start digging.
Yes, we will have to do that. If the Taurus is to lift out of this, it is the blast of the underneath tubes that will be needed.
Well, no sense just looking at it. Let's see what we can do.
All right.
Oh, this is going to be some job.
Yes, throw the mud well clear or it will just run back into the hole.
The holes are filling with water already.
Oh, it cannot be helped.
Oh!
Oh, Wilma!
Oh, I'm all right. I just slipped.
Oh, look. Have a rest, but stand well clear in case we throw the mud over you.
What's that?
I don't know.
It seemed to come from...
Boys, look!
Great hike! It's a huge flying lizard or something.
Oh, look! Look, there are two of them.
Oh, going back to the ship!
Ilma, come back here! Ilma, wait, Ilma!
I'm sleeping on her!
Ilma!
Oh!
Oh, look, what it has her! It is carrying her off in its talons!
Help! Help!
Ilma!
Help
Horror-stricken, Paul and Ivan watch as with a loud rustle of wings, the huge creature pounces on Ilma and makes off. What can they do to save her? And what fresh dangers await on this savage planet? There are thrills ahead, so don't miss the next gripping chapter of this Rocky Star adventure, Lost in Space.